All right, we're going live now because these two chuckleheads that I work with, they're like blah 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 blah. I'm like, save it for the podcast. And then Sarah was like, sir, I don't think so. So welcome to episode, what episode is this? Episode number 61 of Insurance Question Podcast. But this is going to be our new tradition. On Thursday, it is going to be Annuity Questions Podcast and Wealth Building Podcast. I'm your buddy Eddie Buffalo. To my right is Sassy Sarah. And to the bottom is the one, the only Donnie Lowe on the down low. How's everybody doing today?
Doing splendid.
Doing
Ideal.
great.
Let's get this done early. The opinions and expressed thoughts of this podcast are solely of Eddie Buffalo, Donnie Lowe, and Sassy Sarah. And this is purely for entertainment purposes.
We are in no
There
way
you
offering legal advice nor tax advice.
go. Donnie, you're not a lawyer? I thought you were a lawyer. You're not?
I don't even play one on TV.
Well, even if he was, he can't provide legal advice because this is all for educational and entertainment for actually, no, scratch educational. This is all for entertainment purposes. Like, subscribe, follow, do the things on all the things. Does that help, Eddie? I did that early.
Yes.
Perfect.
And talking about wealth building cornerstones, I tried a transaction this morning and it did not work out for me. I did not win on my $5 scratchy ticket. I'm just saying. It's very interesting where we were going with this. We started talking about, in fact, Sarah called me this morning. Well, called, text, one of those, I can't remember. And tell our listeners what you were talking about, even though we've decided it doesn't really have anything to do with it, but it is a very interesting topic I'd like to talk about.
Well, no, I think we
That
can
sounded
save it
like a
for
bunch of
another.
nonsense coming out of my mouth, didn't
Yes, it is.
it?
So I think we should could save it for another podcast. But the question is basically, if you invest in certain companies that haven't gone public and you're getting RMD letters on how to that you need to withdraw funds from it, but there's no funds to draw from. So it's Donnie had a great idea of what to do in that kind of a situation.
What is the problem? What is it?
No. Come back to the podcast when we talk about it. You like what I did there? Yeah.
I did. You teased them. You teased them,
I
Sarah.
did.
You don't know how many times that when I introduce us and I say Sassy Sarah all the time. And one of these days it's gonna slip, and I'm gonna say, it's Eddie Buddy at Buffalo, Donnie on the low, Donnie low, and sexy Sarah. I'm like, no, that is not, we cannot say
No,
that.
you're like a
Absolutely not.
brother from another mother. We
I know,
don't
right? It's like you're thinking one thing and something else comes out of your mouth.
It's a good thing your name isn't Sadie, because then if he said sexy Sadie, that's an infringement, a copyright infringement on a song.
And look at that. Donnie just did it. As you're telling us that it's a copyright thing, you think, and then let's talk about the Walt Disney Company while we're at it and Marvel Comics too. Donnie, why don't you
So,
rip it
I
all
will say
up?
this is why we need a marketing person who can clip that
Come on, half the people tune in to see if we're gonna do something dumb. Well, see if I'm gonna do something dumb anyways.
Couldn't
Yeah,
guarantee.
bless your heart, Eddie.
So, okay, Donnie.
That's the southern stab in the back.
Right? Me and Sarah are not married. We're brother and sister that are living together. Neither one of us have kids. I'm 56 and she's 40 years old. I want to make sure that if I die, all my money goes to her. And I want to make sure when she dies, all the money comes to me. Okay. We both have deferred annuities of $1 million apiece. What do we need to do now?
You have to make sure that you are listed as the beneficiary from each other's annuity. I mean, it's pretty simple. That's all you need to do. Make sure.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Well, you should have a will.
I was going to ask, if somebody's listed as a beneficiary, does that mean it doesn't have to be listed in the will because of that? So that's less assets that need to be listed.
If it's not listed in the will, it does not have to be listed in the will. Again, I'm not giving legal advice, and every state is different. But if it is in the will, that just empowers it even more. So the state can't come in and take the money. But if you're listed as a beneficiary on an annuity or a life insurance policy or contract, you're listed as the beneficiary.
So me and my sister, Sassy Sarah, are going to one of our speaking engagements that are coming up in the future. And we both die in a plane, train, boat, or plane crash. What happens to our money then, Donnie?
So if you don't have contingent beneficiaries, so you can have contingent beneficiaries. So that would mean, I don't believe there's a limit to it. I really don't. I think it can just go on and on. So what a contingent beneficiary would be is, in that scenario, Ed, should you both perish, and you were the primary beneficiary on each other's, let's go with annuity or life insurance policy, a secondary beneficiary might be, Ed, your children, Sarah, your son. And you can name a tertiary beneficiary, or so the next in line, so to speak. You know, you can just have it go on as deep down as you need to.
The common thread between us is all the redheads are going to get rich if we crook off. Because my two redheaded daughters and her son, Aiden. But that being
said. But you said no children at the beginning of this.
He did say that.
That's why I'm saying, with him being a minor, is it silly to make him a beneficiary? Because.
No, I'm sorry to cut you off. What you want to do is, for minor children, you want to have an estate set up so that the money would go into the estate. There are, and this ties into a lot of what wealth builders do. So wealthy families, you know, or let's just say affluent families, they've got all their ducks in a row because they seek advice from their attorneys, their CPAs, business partners, etc. So they want to keep that money in their family. Now, let's say you've got an affluent family, and maybe they, as an example, they've got three children, and maybe their oldest child is just a reckless spender. You know, just you can let them inherit some money, but you can have strict controls on how that money is utilized. Or maybe somebody's, you know, 21 and they're just spending like there's no tomorrow. They might not be able to get access to those funds until they're 35.
Now, let me
you
ask
can
you
designate
this.
That.
Let me ask you this, Don. I know it's going to depend on the product that you purchase and what company you do purchase it from. Say me and Sassy Sarah die and our kids aren't ready for the money. You know, they would like to have the money, but they don't trust themselves. You know, that's a good way of looking at it because they want to make sure they're okay when they retire. Is there any way that they become owner, or can they roll into that same product? Does it have to be a separate product, or can they continue and like do a deferred payment on their proceeds from the death settlement?
So they can, again, if it's different scenarios, if you're talking annuity versus life insurance. With life insurance, you can have.
This is strictly annuities, Don.
Strictly annuities.
The death benefit they're getting is from me croaking off and Sarah croaking off.
Right. So through the annuity.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm asking.
Right.
I know a lot of products are set up where the surviving spouse can continue that same program that the person is on, you know. And then right now, a lot of different programs, what they're doing now is that you can just keep on rolling it over and rolling it over and rolling it over. So I guess my question is, what is the best thing to do to protect your family if they want to do something like that?
Yeah, I would say it really depends on what the family really wants, and how to do that. And again, you really do have to seek legal advice. I would say if there are minor children involved, you really want to have an estate set up and have somebody designated as controller of the estate, especially for minor age children, rather than having the state taking control.
Well, you're not going to have a choice if they're a minor in a lot of states. Then what's going to happen is the state's going to step in and assign an attorney to that minor.
No, I believe that's only if there is no estate established.
I don't know.
It depends on the state, because I know Texas.
I was going to say,
if there's a will where it's drawn up, because a lot of lawyers will already plan for all of that if they're still under the age of 18. If there is a will, the state can't, or the courts can't assign anybody because it's already set up. They could probably add an ad litem to the account just to make sure that the child's taken care of. But again, that's Texas. I know every state is different. So, it all just depends.
Let me ask you this, Sarah. You have a will, right?
Mm-hmm.
Another person doesn't have a will, but they have set up an executor of their estate. What is more important, the will or having an executor? Or is it the
same? That's a good question for a lawyer. I would say it would be the will, because the will should line out who the executor of the estate should be, unless they have like a trust set up or an estate set up where everything's already lined out in legal documents. So that is a good question. Maybe we should get a lawyer on here who can provide not legal advice, but information for entertainment purposes only.
Because I have a question for you, Don, and I don't know if you're going to know this answer either. Because we all know that when you have life insurance, the death proceeds is paid out tax-free. Okay. On an annuity, if you have a beneficiary and the annuitant passes away and you're going to cash in this, is there taxes on any part of that, or are there taxes only on the capital gains?
To the best of my knowledge, and I don't know all of the annuity products that are available. However, if the annuity is, if it's funded with qualified money, meaning pre-tax money, then
yeah, explain
taxable.
That a little bit, Don, because a lot of people don't know what you're talking about.
And I'm glad Sarah was nodding to that. So, so qualified money means, you know, when you get a paycheck and there's a deduction to put money into your 401k or IRA, as an example, that's pre-tax money. So it's called qualified, meaning it's qualified for future taxes, right? I guess. I don't know the exact definition. Mm-hmm. However, so if you fund an annuity with qualified or pre-tax money, when the money is dispersed, there's going to be a tax on it. And we're not talking, you know, inheritance tax or estate taxes, anything. We're just talking income tax for income tax purposes, straight income tax. If money is contributed with, or annuity is funded with after-tax money, then that's where you've got some tax advantages.
And I guess this really proves the point that, I mean, we've been in the business a long time and we know some of the answers, but we don't know all of them. So if you ever need to ask questions, you can contact us at ebiagency.com. The information is right on the screen right now. We are not fee-based advisors, so all the information you're getting from us will be on a free basis. And, you know, it's really shows the show that we did today just shows how much is unknown about the annuity field right now, only because of all the different products and the different companies that are out there.
And the different states that were licensed.
Oh, 100%.
Well.
Yeah.
I mean, especially. And that's a good point too, Ed, because if we don't know the answer, we will dig into it for your specific situation.
Oh, 100%. So, I don't have to be the smartest guy in the room, but I do have access to people that are smarter than me. So,
likewise. Yeah, exactly.
I'm okay asking those questions.
I think we all are.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Sarah?
Yeah. That's why I hire really good, smart employees. Because if I don't know the answer, I can send it off to them and say, hey, do you know this? 9 times out of 10, they're like, yes, this is the situation. Cool. I don't need to do research. This is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I think these questions, Ed,
mm-hmm.
It just reinforces the need for everybody to have 3 items in place.
What's that, right? John? What's that?
So,
an Atari 2600, a Nintendo, and
yes,
a PlayStation.
Oh, you got it. A will, a power of attorney, and a healthcare proxy. Those are the mm-hmm. 3 most critical. And then you can get into estates and trusts and mm-hmm. all of that. But those 3 are critical.
And depending on the attorney you work with, it's not that expensive to have a will done.
That's correct.
You know, I've seen where back in Buffalo, I knew people that they could get a will done for $100, $150. And we know people here that they want to set up a will for how much, Sarah?
It depends on the attorney. We're just going to leave it at that.
Lots of monies. So
yeah.
I think this
you got to make sure you choose a really good, reputable
mm-hmm.
lawyer.
Yes.
Because some of them do have that reputation for a reason.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. So I think this was a great first. What are we calling this? Are we calling this? That's what we were kibitzing about. If we are going to be called on Thursday's annuity question podcast or wealth building contest. Oh my gosh. Podcast. Well, if it's hard for me to say, maybe that's not a great name, you know? So tune in.
Wait, so here's a question for you. Longevity of the podcast, how detailed and how many questions do you think you can come up with annuities? And if you can fill a crap ton,
wow,
I would say the name
nice
is
language.
That.
Nice language. That's really nice.
Crap ton.
So ladylike.
Yeah, that's me. So that's how I would do it. And then
yeah,
you can throw in the wealth building in any of the podcasts, because really wealth building is very fluid. It's such a broad statement. It kind of fits with everything.
Well, I think it's something that maybe we should throw out to our listeners, because you let us know what you want to talk about or want to learn about. And that's the direction that we're going to go. Think of this as a tool. We're just going to hopefully give you the information you need to fix whatever issue you're dealing with, whether it be insurance, whether it be annuities, wealth building, you know, wealth retention. You know, a lot of people don't talk about that, is holding on to what you have and not investing in something crazy, because I used to be like that, you know, back in the day. But I think this was a great first show, guys. And we're going to wrap it up here. We don't want to give anybody too much information at first. But please, like Sarah said, like and subscribe. Comment. Let us know the questions that you folks have out there, because we're not going to know what to talk about if we... Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to mention, also, don't forget...
What do you got
you
on your finger?
It's a pen. Ignore me. Join our Patreon.
He's a robot.
Stop it. Join our Patreon, because
yeah,
we're getting set up to where we'll be able to have live podcasts.
Yeah.
That you can come and ask your questions. Again, this is all for entertainment purposes, but We can provide more specific.
I just had a weird feeling that, I mean, we know we cut up every once in a while here on the ones that we're actually taping. I can't imagine what we're going to do when it's live. So tune in. It should be entertaining, especially Donnie Lowe. He, boy's got a mouth on him, let me tell you what.
Uh-huh. Yeah, come up with a funny joke. Donnie Lowe had a very funny joke right before you went live. Do you want to say it? No? No.
I don't even remember it. It was just impromptu.
But once again, for your buddy Eddie Buffalo, Sassy Sarah, and Donnie Lowe, if you want to deal with people that are just like you, and you can see we're not afraid to ask questions either, you know where to catch us. www.ebiagency.com. We have links to Sassy Sarah's site right under our partners page. And until we meet again. God, that sounds like an old song, wasn't it? Was that an old song, Until We Meet Again? So everybody, have a wonderful rest of your day and stay safe out there. And once again, I have to stop sharing the screen to end the podcast. I should have like a sign saying, hey, Eddie, dummy, you got to turn that stuff off first before we can end the podcast. So everybody, bye-bye. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye now.